Good morning. We're continuing Chai Adam Chach of Beis. We're studying Siman Hey. So this Siman talks about the halacha of Amida, that a person should daven standing. And again, there are two reasons brought down in halacha why a person should be standing for davening. One is because a parallel to Krabonis, that there's a requirement of Amida. And the second one is because of the Ema element, that the tefillah should be said with an awe. And obviously the awe is lacking when the person is sitting in the presence of the king. Would be a lack of the recognition of the awe of being in the presence of the king. So similarly when it comes to tefillah. So the Chayyadim says, also the spell of Meyushev, a Koshkein Moshka, Bafilo, Lismach, Hashum, Dabri, Imloy, Kishukha, Luxas. Person should not be seated, he should not be lying, and even minor support is only mutter if a person is ill. Now, the reason why he says even Lismach, Hashum, Dabri, which means he's giving some support, because we differentiate between the two reasons. If the reason is because of Amida, so halacha says, if I'm getting minor support to the extent that if the support is withdrawn, I will still remain standing. Now, a strong person, and I can stand without any support at all. But if in the state of the leaning that I'm leaning right now, if the support would be removed, that's not called standing. That's called being, that's more similar to lying than seated, being seated than standing. But if it's a minimal amount of support, then even if I remove the support, I would still remain standing. So it's not a problem of a lack of Amida regards to the requirement of Amida, but there is an element of lack of Ema, that it's still not the proper Ema. In front of the king's presence, you don't slouch, you don't lean, you stand erect and with tremendous awe and respect. So a person should only rely on the day of Smicha if he has a need to. Now, once he talks about the chayla, he goes off into a side issue for a little bit. A person is a chayla, vimi efshaloi li spalom, kamokim mihar baliba, shenemar imel bavavchem. If a person cannot actually say the words, at least he should at least think about that, and that will give him some level of the fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillah. Vimu baderech v'hunochus adarkoi. If he's traveling and it's imperative that he continues traveling. He can't stop. So, a person is traveling inside of a wagon. A person is traveling inside of a car, inside of a train, inside of a plane. So, if he's able to stand and he's not able to stand, and he can't halt the travel to allow him to get off and stand, and he cannot stand where he is, at least he should try and stand for the first three brachas and the last three brachas, which will allow a person to fulfill the halachas of bowing and bending appropriately. If that's not an option, he has to be seated. The person is on the plane and it's turbulence and it's not safe to stand. So a person will daven seated. And when it comes to the Yasa Kriyas, Miyoshev, he will doing the bowing process from his seated position. If I daven early, I can daven standing. If I wait till later, I'm being forced to daven seated. Now, with the Chatzila, we do not daven Shemoneh Esrei from Alos HaShachar. We wait till the time of Anetzachama L'Chatzila. But if by davening early I'll be able to daven standing, whereas if I wait till later on, I will have to be daven seated. And similarly, if I daven Mincha at the earliest time of 6.5 hours, that's not preferred in Halacha. Preferred in Halacha is Zman Mincha Ketana, which is 9.5 hours. But if I daven from the Zman Mincha Gedolah, 6.5 hours, and gain thereby that I can daven standing, I should do so rather than daven in the preferred time, being seated. So being seated is more problematic than the preferred time, to the point we're going to allow you to daven in the unpreferred time in order to gain the advantage of davening b'amida. Now the Mishnah has one point. If a person davens seated, So the Shulchan Aruch says, later, if within the Zman Tefillah, he gets to a situation where he's able to daven Bamida, he should daven again a second time Bamida. The Mishabura, so the Shulchan Aruch says a person should go back and daven again. Mishabura brings in Siman Sadi Dalad, Sivkotan Chav Zayin, that the opinion of the Achronim is that a person does not go back and daven a second time in that situation, but rather the person is Yotze with the Tefillah that he said while he was seated in the situation where he had no option other than to remain seated. Have a good day.